Starman Arm Rumack. Very pleased to be joined by Rick Dudley, who is the now former general manager of the Atlanta Thrashers and is making the announcement exclusively here with the Late Night Vampire on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590, that he will not be continuing in that capacity with the Winnipeg Jets. Rick, thanks so much for giving us this exclusive interview. I'm very grateful for you doing that, and so sorry that you won't be continuing on with Winnipeg.
Well, it's obviously it's a little bit of a disappointment, but I understand the whole dynamic of it, and it's a situation where a completely new group who for the most part didn't know me very well was took over, and they want to go in a fresh direction, and I understand that.
How frustrating is that for you, Rick, with all the groundwork you've done with Atlanta? Obviously, you've got a pretty good nucleus of some good kids. You came very close to making the playoffs. And, of course, you've got a track record of having assembled, you know, been responsible for assembling championship teams in Tampa, their Stanley Cup team 2004, and you played a key role with Dale Tallon in putting together Chicago's Stanley Cup team of a year ago. So obviously you got the track record. Is that, I'm just assuming, I'm not sure if you know, feel that way, but is it very frustrating for you?
Only because the teams that I've inherited as a GM, and I'm the luckiest man in the world. I've been the GM of four different NHL teams, and that's a thrill in itself. And I'm tied for the most in the history of the game. But reality is that I've been a guy that people brought in as the GM because they had a disastrous situation, and they wanted me to fix that because they know I'm part of my strength is certainly in the player department. And when you build those things and you get them to a certain point and then you're not there to see it come to fruition. And I believe that this team may be further along than any of the other teams at the same point. Is it frustrating? A little bit, but I do understand.
Huh. Now, I remember when the Winnipeg had their press conference, they had made it clear that, you know, you had familiarity with the ownership there and the management people. And I know you'd said you'd be, you know, you certainly wanted to continue. For lack of a better term, would you summarize this as, you know, politics? They had to make a decision. Can you target anything in particular that, you know, left you out of the picture there?
To be honest with you, I don't think it was politics. I like Mark Chipman. I think he's a very nice man. I'll continue to call him a friend. To be honest with you, we haven't talked in the last 10 or 15 years more than twice. But the truth is, I like Mark. I don't know Craig Heisinger, and I think that Craig Heisinger is playing a prominent role in their hockey ops. And I think with that in mind, you have to believe that he and they'd want somebody that's familiar with both guys. I'm not. I don't know Craig at all. So I believe that played a role in it. But I'm not pointing at anything. I completely understand somebody who wants to have a. He wants to be familiar with the person that's going to be in charge if he has anything to do with it. That's what I believe.
Hmm. Rick Dudley is on the line. He's the former general manager of the Atlanta Thrashers and will not be continuing in that role with the Winnipeg franchise yet to be formally named. Rick, in terms of your, you know, obviously a brief time in Atlanta, you know, for as you look back, what are you happiest with in terms of what you're sort of laying the groundwork for in terms of your acquisitions, draft picks, in terms of the players that Rick Dudley has been responsible for contributing to this now team in Winnipeg? What are you most pleased with in terms of whatever they do from here in terms of Rick Dudley's contributions?
From a general standpoint, I'd say I was there 2 years. The first year as an associate GM with Don Waddell, and the second year as the GM. And I think it's safe to say that the team has a much better chance of being an elite team than it did when I arrived there. So I'm proud of that. But if you look at it, and you look at the people that came in, I mean, we had Ladd, Wheeler, Kane wasn't there, Burmistrov wasn't there, Antropov wasn't there, Cormier wasn't there, Stewart wasn't there. You can look down the list. You look at Bufflin, look at Aduya. You can look at a whole lot of Mark Stewart. I mean, there are a lot of people that weren't there when at least I came to town, and I like to think that we put some really good pieces in place. I mean, I look at Ladd and I look at Bufflin, and I'm proud of the way they performed. Wheeler came in from Boston, as did Stewart, and I was very happy with them. We drafted Kane and Bergenstroff in 2 years in a row, and I think they'll both be stars. They're both kids that are going to be stars in the league. We made a trade that involved people like Oduya and Cormier, and I think those are solid pieces of an elite team. I couldn't be happier with the way the team was going. And people think that you want to sprint to a certain goal, but we were putting the pieces in place. That the thing that I like the most about it is that it's such a young group that's going to grow together. And that's a little bit frustrating because I won't get to watch Alex Burmistroff grow into the player he'll become, or Evander Kane, or even to see Little or Ladd. Andy Ladd will become a great captain in the National Hockey League. Yeah. And to be honest with you, if Andre Pavlik and Chris Mason can perform at the level that I know they can, they're going to have a heck of a team.
Hmm. From what you know right now as we speak on Saturday evening, Rick Dudley, have you heard anything about the fate of Craig Ramsey, who you handpicked to be the head coach when you became the GM in Atlanta?
No, I talked to Craig, and they had contacted him, but they didn't give him any definitive answer, as they did most of the staff. That's to be honest with you. For the last few days, that's what I probably worried more about those guys, because I'll end up working, and I'll be fine. I'm worried about some of the kids. I'm worried about Ryan Bonus, who just jumped onto the scene and became a real key guy for us at 27 years old. I worry about Larry Simmons, who I think is the best in the business. I don't think there's a better negotiator or a better contract guy in the business than Larry. So I worry about the people I worked with.
Mm-hmm. Do you, in terms of other people who you've brought on, scouts, et cetera, are you concerned about them? Have you heard anything about your scouting staff?
I am, but I hope they understand just how good a staff they have there. And I think over the last 2 years, we grew as a staff, and I think that everybody got on the same page in terms of the scouting and evaluation. And I think it was a healthy environment there, and I think it had become. And I think you just have to look at the last two drafts and see what was taken on the amateur side and some of the moves that were done on the pro side, and you'd have to say, that's a pretty good staff. I won't comment on anything before that, but I know from the time I got to Atlanta, I was really happy with how the staff evolved and became, and I hope that the people in Winnipeg can take a look at the record and look at the things that were done in the last couple of years and say, we should keep these guys.
Yeah. Are you free to mention the names of the scouts who you brought along and you think should be kept on staff there, Rick?
Well, I can't.
Okay.
I can't just talk about individuals, but in general, I think the amateur staff, we just finished 9 hours a day for 8 straight days, and I thought they did a wonderful job. I thought they hung in there, and it was something that was not easy, but we got wonderful list together, and I fully expect that Winnipeg will have a great draft this year.
With Rick Dudley, the former general manager of the Atlanta Thrashers, who will not be staying on with the Winnipeg team now that they've transferred to Manitoba. Rick, in terms of when you have to switch teams and whatnot, like you said, you've got a great track record in terms of the players you've found and contributed to championship clubs. Is this the sort of, with this kind of experience, I know you got a buyout package. By the way, I'll just ask because I have to, are you free to talk about the whatever package you got from Atlanta, Winnipeg?
I don't think I want to get into that, but suffice to say that I'm not hurting.
Okay, fair enough. So would you be, I guess for lack of a better term, taking your time before moving into your next scenario with whatever team? Are you going to sort of shop it around? And I guess...
I don't think so. I think I'm very anxious to get going on it, simply because I have... one of the things that I'd like to do is to help the team with the draft.
So in other words...
Whether this, mm-hmm. I have a lot. I spent a lot of time watching high picks in the draft, and I would say I had a list of 60 or 70 players, top 60 or 70 players that I feel pretty comfortable with. I wouldn't mind sharing that with somebody, to be honest.
So, in other words, if someone offered you a job tomorrow in the National Hockey League, you would take it?
Well, I might have to think about it.
Yeah.
The biggest thing for me right now is if I go to work elsewhere, I want to work with people that I feel very, very comfortable with, not unlike the situation that I just got removed from. People want to be comfortable, and at this point in my life, I want to enjoy the people I work with.
Mm-hmm. Does it get any easier? You know, you've been a lifer, so to speak, in the National Hockey League. You've been in other management capacities. When you can't continue in a job, not through a choice of your own, do you ever really get used to that in professional hockey, Rick?
No, not really. It's tough to move around, and I've done it more than most. I've been, like I said earlier, I've been very, very fortunate. I've been able to go from one job to another and have four GM jobs, and I was incredibly lucky to have an assistant GM job in Chicago with Dale Talon, and had a lot of fun doing that. And I've been able to get jobs, and I guess part of that's a compliment, but part of it's good fortune. And I've existed in the game since 1969 professionally, and I've been able to get a job after I didn't have one. I've moved quite a bit, and that's tough, but I've gotten used to it.
Mm-hmm. With Rick Dudley. By the way, Rick, this will sound like a dumb question, but does Atlanta, now Winnipeg, do they have any or some of your scouting information through your associates, who at least for now are still there? In other words, do they go to the draft with full knowledge of what the recommendations are?
No, they're going to have a very, very good handle on the draft. There's no question about that. I'd like to think that to have the best handle, they will keep the people that are there. To be quite candid with you, I think they have some brilliant people on their staff, and especially on the amateur staff. And I think they'd be foolish to get rid of them all. I think that they shouldn't get rid of any of them. But that's obviously I have a biased opinion there. But they're going to have a good knowledge of the draft. And if they need to ask me anything about the draft, I'd be glad to give them the information. I would like to see them succeed.
Hmm. That's very, not surprising, but very professional on your behalf. Depending on how they do in this draft with the players they select, how they evolve. That aside, Rick, with the advances you made last year, as you mentioned, the team, you know, was pretty close to a playoff spot and basically competed till the last week of the schedule to try and get that spot. It is a little bit down the road, but would you say you're somewhat confident, very confident, that if things continue to evolve with your former team, and if they have a decent draft, and looking at their farm system and the players they have now, are you fairly confident that they may, in fact, make a playoff spot next year?
Well, I'll go further than that. I'll say that if they add one or two or perhaps at the most three players, that they can be an elite team. Nice. I think they're going to have to count heavily on people having consistency. But when you look at it, and you look at people like Pavlik, who at times he's a very, very young goaltender. Now, with maturity comes consistency, and a lot of times, if Pav becomes the goaltender that we know he will be, they have really good goaltending. With Chris Mason, they have one of the best team players in the game, and a very, very high-quality backup goaltender. With Dustin Byfuglien, for half a season, people have a tendency to forget. But for 42 games, Dustin Byfuglien was arguably the best defenseman in the National Hockey League. He's a young guy playing his first year on defense in the National Hockey League. And I believe that Dustin will become a consistent top-end player. I believe that what you saw in the first 42 games is probably what he is, closer to what he is than maybe what we saw in the last, or in a stretch of 21 games where the team and he didn't play very well. Toby Enstrom's a star. I mean, they have a lot of components that can be parts of an elite team. And when I talk about you, and I've talked about it before, but an elite team is a team that has a chance to win. I think they're closer. They're closer to being one of the teams that you look at and say, this team has a chance to win it, than most people realize.
Okay. Just picking up on that, is there I know you're just covered in general, but is there one player, and maybe it's in goal, usually, you know, if you have a lights-out goalkeeper like we're seeing in the Stanley Cup Finals, you got a pretty good chance to do special things, but is it basically some lights-out goalkeeping away from being that elite team?
Certainly is, but I would say there are three or four key components. If I look at the team, I would say certainly Pavlik. Pavlik has to become a 50-plus game player. And Chris Mason is certainly capable of being an above 500 team. If Pavlik becomes one of the top 10 goaltenders in the league, that will make a huge difference in the team. But then you look at Bufflin and Enstrom are a dynamic pair together. They can be a top two on just about any team. You look at kids like Little, who played so well for us last year. But past that, Kane and Burmistrop alone. Burmistrop was an 18-year-old kid, and Kane, they're both 20 years of age, heading to their 20th year, and they're already quality players. They have the capacity to be wonderful players. If they take a major step next year, then that team could be really special.
Rick, just before we wrap it up, wondering if, you know, for folks who may be listening in Winnipeg or folks who may be listening in Atlanta, both, any message you'd like to send out to the fans in Atlanta and also, you know, the new fans in Winnipeg?
Well, in Atlanta, obviously, I'm sorry that they don't have the hockey team to watch next year. I mean, it saddens me because I thought we could turn it around there. In Winnipeg, I think they should be excited. I know they're excited to be back in the NHL, but it goes a lot further than that. They should be excited about this team. This is a good group of kids, and they're going to be a very good hockey team. I think they're special.
For lack of a better term, Rick, I'll just ask you because it's, you know, people sort of relate on human emotions. Lack of a better term, any hard feelings about this?
Not really. Mark Chipman is a good guy. The people, anything I've ever heard about their organization is good. And to be honest with you, it's because I've been around so long now, but it is business. And I do understand when people have a familiarity and when they have a lack of familiarity. And to be honest with you, when I became the GM of Atlanta, I turned to the one person that I knew the best. I knew Craig Ramsey. I believe that he was a brilliant coach and is a brilliant coach, but I also knew him as well as I knew any other person in the game. So that's the way it happens. You know, if you're lucky enough to be around long enough, you get people you believe in, and that's what they're probably going to do.
Well, Rick, I've known you a long time. I feel bad that you won't be staying on, but you know, I know your track record. Most hockey people know your track record in terms of your contributions to several teams, including Stanley Cup winners in Tampa and in Chicago. So, and you know, I've seen, not read it, but I've seen your scouting book. It's the size of the New York City directory, phone directory. So we know it's, and everyone knows that no one puts in more hours going from game to game, city to city, and scouting more players than Rick Dudley does, that's for sure. Yeah, well, anyways, wish was on a better scenario. But, Rick, thanks so much for granting us this exclusive interview on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590. It's very much appreciated. And obviously wish you the best of luck. And based on your track record, like you said, we know it won't be too long before you're back in the National Hockey League making those same contributions to another club. It's fortunate to have you.
Thank